Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. I'm talking lately about how to interpret the Bible. We've looked at mistakes, things you shouldn't do. We're going to look at specific parts of Scripture, how to really get the most out of it. Yesterday, I started talking about purpose. It's important to know why you're studying the Bible so you know what to try to get from it, so you know how to interpret it. And I told you that the Bible is the Word of God, and Jesus said that this means that when you read the Bible, you're not only reading about what God said to people long ago, but God actually speaks to you as you read the Bible. It is the living Word of God. That's what we mean by Word of God. So our purpose in studying the Bible is to hear God speak to us. And that raises up another whole conversation that I need to get into today, and that is, how do we hear God speak to us? How do we hear God's voice today? And you can probably guess, I hope, from what I've said the past week and also the past number of years on this show, that we hear God speak to us through Scripture. But what does that mean? I want to break that down. All right, so let me first outline kind of what I would call a dangerous view. And it is a common view, and you may hold this view, or you may have tried this before and weren't really sure if you just weren't doing it right, or maybe you gave up, and that is this. Sometimes you will hear someone say, in order to hear God, you need to have a time of prayer. Get away by yourself, ideally in a room with no distractions, and you need to become absolutely silent. Don't keep talking to God in prayer. Don't be listening to music. Reading your Bible is great, but for this part of the prayer time, just turn everything off and just be completely silent and listen for God's voice. And inevitably, you're going to hear something when you do that. I mean, right, even when you're not praying, when you're going about your day, you always have thoughts popping in your mind. You always think to yourself certain things. You're driving down the road and someone pulls out in front of you and you think, wow, they should have waited for me to go by before they pulled out. You might not say it out loud, but you have these thoughts that just pop into your head as you go about your day. And so surely when you're in a time of prayer and you're being really silent, you're not going to be able to help, but before long, a certain thought pops into your head. So now the question becomes, well, how do I know that this isn't just the normal kind of thoughts that randomly pop into my head all day long, versus maybe because I'm being silent and I've asked God to speak to me and then the thought popped in my head, maybe this was God actually talking to me. So a number of people will say, what you do when you have this thought pop in your head, when you're in silent time of prayer, listening for God to speak, is you need some kind of confirmation that what you had pop in your head was actually God and not just you randomly thinking of something. Here's how you get confirmation. One, the thought needs to align with Scripture. If you had some kind of weird thought that popped into your head that you should, violently attack somebody, that's not from God because it's not lined up in Scripture. So number one, it has to line up. It can't contradict the teachings of Scripture. But number two, let's just say you had a thought in your head to move across the country. Well, that doesn't violate Scripture, but is it from God? Did God just tell me to leave my home, move away from my family, my job, and go to the other side of the country? Because I had that thought pop into my head? I need to know if this is God or not. So look for a confirming sign. And that confirming sign might be that you have a friend call you up later that night you haven't heard from in a while. And they mention in your phone conversation that they have a family member, say a brother, who is coming from across the country to come visit them. And you think, wow, that's an interesting coincidence. I was just thinking God might have told me to move across the country. And later that same evening, I'm in a phone conversation with my friend who happens to have someone visiting them from the other side of the country. That's God confirming. So in other words, you look for some kind of odd coincidence to confirm that the thought in your head was God speaking to you. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say that they've had this kind of experience and they've been taught to believe that God is speaking to them through this. Now, let me just ask the question, where in the Bible does it ever say to do such a thing? You know, there are so many Bible verses where Jesus and the apostles tell us again and again to study the scriptures and apply them to our life and obey them, to be trained in righteousness, as Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:16, through the scriptures. Peter says, you will do well to pay attention to the scriptures as a lamp shining in a dark place. That's 2 Peter 1:19. In the book of Acts, the people of Berea are called noble-minded. Why are they so noble-minded? Because they searched the scriptures to see if the things Paul said were true. The apostle Paul comes and preaches to them, and rather than just believing Paul, they searched the scriptures to find out if what Paul was saying was true, and the Bible says they're noble for doing that. Example after example, the Bible is upheld. In the Psalms, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You want to know which direction you should go in life? Search the scriptures, meditate on the scriptures, believe the scriptures. Nowhere in the Bible do you read that you should sit in a room by yourself and be absolutely silent and have a thought pop into your head and then look for some kind of coincidence to confirm that that is God speaking to you. It just doesn't come up in scripture. You have people in the Bible that God speaks to through dreams, visions. The word of the Lord comes audibly to some of the people in the Old Testament. Okay, and can God communicate to people like that? Yes, but in none of these cases is this someone sitting silently. In every case, someone knows that God is speaking to them. There isn't this question of, well, if I have some kind of coincidence happen, then I can know God is speaking to me. So what I believe, if I want to hear God speak, I don't want to go crazy trying to figure out all the time if I just came up with an idea or if God told me to do something. Because if God tells me to do something, it has great authority behind it. So what I want to do is I want to search the scriptures. I believe that God speaks to us as we are studying the Bible. That's the pattern that God tells us again and again in his word. That's what Jesus taught. He says, God speaks to you as you read what is written in the Bible. And that way, there's no denying it. God speaks to me. Now, you might say, oh, you're limiting God. You know, you're trying to say that God is limited to only saying what's in this book. Well, no, I'm not limiting God at all. I'm simply saying, let's make sure that what we hear is God. But I do believe God speaks to us all the time. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have the gift of the Holy Spirit, and God speaks to you daily. I pray he does. If you're open to hearing him, he will. And throughout the day. And it is personal. It is God directly speaking to you. But I don't think it is apart from scripture. Let me give you an example what I mean. Perhaps you're in church on a Sunday morning and you're singing a worship song. And the worship song, the words are moving to you. They are emotionally uplifting. They encourage you as you're going through a dark time in your life. And you're singing that song and you feel the presence of God and you're reminded of God's love for you. And it is a warm moment. All right, now the words of that song is something that a Christian wrote as they were meditating on scripture or a principle in scripture. And so they write this beautiful song based on scripture. You're singing it. It moves you. It warms your heart that day. That is God speaking to you through the Holy Spirit using his word. Okay, so this can mean all kinds of things, but it's always based on scripture. I'll talk a little more tomorrow about the different ways God speaks to us through his Holy Spirit, through scripture. We'll pick up there tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.